On the surveillance video, you see Nurse X take one step outside, craning her neck as she peers into the pre-dawn darkness. Laura was just about 70 feet from her, but the bench where Laura collapsed is not well lighted, so Nurse X does not spot her. She hovers at the door for 12 seconds, going no farther, before returning inside. It would have been easy for hospital security to have seen Laura on camera, but the desk had been left unattended, as both officers on duty were needed for patient watches inside the emergency room. Nurse X sees those officers when she returns, but does not tell them about Laura. Instead, she calls the Somerville police back. "I looked outside up here, but I didn't see anything," she told the dispatcher. She offered to call Laura's cell phone. Seconds later, on the surveillance video, you see Laura's phone light up on the ground, but she cannot answer it, and it goes dark. Failing to find Laura at the doctor's office doors, Engine 7's crew headed up the hill on foot. Firefighter David Farino was the first to spot Laura, rushing to her and ripping her hoodie in two to start CPR, but he was too late. Farino had taken only 3 minutes to walk up Tower Street, but those 3 minutes pushed the time Laura had gone without oxygen to her brain to upward of 7 minutes. And while a heart can be restarted at that point, as hers was, people rarely survive. Laura was at last brought inside the emergency room some 15 minutes after she'd called 911. It wasn't until hours later, at 7:15 a.m., that someone from the hospital called me and told me that Laura had collapsed. When I got there, no one could tell me a whole lot more. The night shift that had restarted Laura's heart and put her on her life support was no longer on duty. We spent 7 days in the ICU and CHA Cambridge Hospital, Somerville's sister hospital. During all that time, I barely left my wife's bedside. No one mentioned anything to me about Laura making it to the doorstep of Somerville's emergency room.